Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to our time of prayer and scripture. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord. It's good to have you with us. Leave your prayer intentions, if you like, in the comments. And let's delve into his word of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you, Father, for your word of life, for the word made flesh, for Jesus Christ, for the author of life and the conqueror of death. We repent of our sins again today as we come into your presence. And we ask us now to give us the instruction and inspiration of this word of life today, that we may be strong in witnessing to the kingdom in advancing the protection of all life, especially that of the unborn. We pray through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders, and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city, and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. St. Stephen, he's the first martyr. And what we see happening here, brothers and sisters, and this is one of the reasons we read the Acts of the Apostles each day in this Easter season, is that the love that led Jesus to death and the life that it brought about are in fact spread from Easter day down until the day that will yet come of Jesus' return. The love, the death, and the life. We already saw miracles of healing. We will see in this week's reading miracles of raising of the dead at the hands of the apostles. And here we see love leading to death and filled with forgiveness. Here we have the first Christian martyr, and we have St. Stephen saying, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." No doubt he had Jesus' words in mind, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He replicated that in his life. Why? Because he was doing this from the stance and in the power of love. Remember, Jesus said, "I have power to lay down my life and power to take it up again." So he gives us power to lay down our lives. It's the power of love. It's the power that can love and offer our lives even in the face of something as terrible as stoning that St. Stephen endured. But notice something else here. He did not just witness to Jesus by his supreme sacrifice of his life out of love, but he witnessed to Jesus by his words. You hear him speaking these words here, very challenging words to those who were listening to him. But also prior to that, the Acts of the Apostles tells us he would speak and debate, and the others found impossible to refute. He would bear witness to the teaching that Jesus is the Christ. And it teaches us a simple lesson. Our actions, inspired by love and marked by self-sacrifice, don't stand by themselves, and they shouldn't stand by themselves. You know, a lot of people are fond of saying, well, you know, it's not by words, it's by deeds. No, it's by deeds illumined by words. In other words, people need to understand the truth that constitutes the reason why we would sacrifice our lives, the reason why we would be a martyr, the reason why we would do any of the things we do in the name of Christ. What's the rationale? In the scriptures, St. Peter says, be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. So there is a rationale. We have to be able to articulate that. We have to be willing to defend that, as St. Stephen did so well. And that's a key thing that happens, too, in our service of the pro-life cause. It's not enough just that we are actually serving. I'll be next week with the folks of Heartbeat International, or the pregnancy center directors from all around the, not only around the country, but around the world. And they are each day providing those compassionate alternatives to abortion that fortunately outnumber the number of killing centers in our country by about 4 to 1. But they're not just, and it's not enough to just do the work. We've got to be able to articulate why we do it. We've got to be able to speak about the sanctity of life, the rights of the unborn, the ways in which we help them. We will be speaking about it during this conference. We have to be speaking about it to all those to whom we are sent to influence. May St. Stephen pray for us, and may he give us the ability to extend the saving death and resurrection of Christ to all the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the example of St. Stephen. May we, learning from him, be filled even with love and forgiveness for those who persecute us. May we also be filled with the fire of your Spirit to point out the sins of those who are attacking life, attacking justice, attacking you. Lord, we see that even Saul was present, who later became Paul. Might it not have made an impact on him, Lord God, to hear Stephen's words, Father, don't hold this sin against them. Lord, you are the God of forgiveness and the God of life. May we bear witness to that to all the world. Bless all the prayer intentions that are brought before you today, Lord God. Fulfill all the needs that are represented in those intentions, and also by what remains in the silence of our hearts. And we offer now all our prayers and praises summed up in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray to our Heavenly Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you, friends, for joining me. Bring others in. Invite them. Some people only you can reach. And continue to support our ministry. We will talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.